On the line with me today is Ken Kowalczyk, the Communications and Marketing Manager with the Town of Innisfail. And Ken, it's summertime. Canada Day is around the corner. What does the Town of Innisfail have planned for us?
Well, we have our kickoff to Canada Day celebrations happening on Sunday, June 30th. We do them on June the 30th because we have our, traditionally we have our fireworks on June the 30th. So this year we've decided to have our celebration on that evening so that people can actually come down, be part of the celebrations, and then stick around until the end and conclude their evening with the fireworks demonstration.
Well, that's a great idea, of course, to combine everything together. And on a Sunday, you got the holiday off the next day. It's perfect, I think. So, Ken, what are some of the highlights for this year's celebration?
We have a family area from 5:30 to 9:30, so this will include an inflatable obstacle course, face painting. There's going to be games hosted by Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. We have food trucks at the event. There's a beer gardens hosted by Field and Forge Brewing, and then there are live performances. So we have performances by Joy's School of Dance, McLeod Lewis, Flying Bob, Cole Malone, and the Sour Patch Men.
Not bad at all. And where are these festivities all going to take place?
They happen at the Napoleon Sports Field, so that's beside the Innisfail Twin Arenas.
And it really seems like you've got a ton planned for this Canada Day celebration, Ken. Just how thankful are you that the community comes together to celebrate these kind of things?
It's great when we have everybody come out. In the past, we've had great participation from the community in both the fireworks and the festivities, so it'll be great to have both together, and we're expecting to see a lot of people out.
And of course, it looks like the weather is going to cooperate with us, but is there a contingency plan if it doesn't?
There is. So traditionally what we've done is we'll move the festivities into the arena if there's any risk of foul weather.
Last one for you, Ken. Is there going to be any cost associated to this Canada Day celebration?
No, other than the individual costs of, let's say, food or beverages, no, there's no charge for any of the events.
Right on. Well, it does sound like it's going to be a lot of fun. For details, you can, of course, head on over to innisfail.ca/CanadaDay2024, Ken. But thanks for your time this morning, and best of luck with things this weekend.
Thank you.